benefit victory as an acting AB. Now, the benefit victory was a rust bucket. I mean, it was from World War II, and it was a certified rust bucket. The benefit victory that when I was on there, some of those guys had been on there, you know, from the war. And we went over to Naples. And at that point, Naples still looked like it did from the war. It was shot up. There was holes, bullet holes all over from 50 caliber bullets hitting from aircraft when they had scraped it, you know, trying to shoot the Germans up on a hill. And it was a hill that went up, you know, from one part of the port to the other part, mm-hmm. you know. And Naples has hills all over the place. So we went in there and we shot up, you know. The place during World War II, and it still looked that way.
What year was this?
This is nice. Now, keep in mind, this is about 68, 69. Yeah. And Naples, Italy, still hasn't recovered from World War II. Uh-huh. You know, and I'm looking at it, and this looks like the movies I saw of Naples mm-hmm. during World War II. And everything's working, you know. The ship was such that they painted it constantly. And the bosun gave me a brand new, now keep in mind, on a merchant vessel, wow, a brand new chipping hammer and a brand new wire brush, you know? Hey, what did I do to deserve this? This is fantastic, you know? You know, the sailor looks at the, hey, thanks, boats. So he says, okay, now you put this in your room and you don't use it. You just paint. The reason you don't use it is because whatever you use a chipping hammer on may come loose and not come back. You know? It may disappear someplace.
Right. Yeah.
You know? It's good. And that was that. We went out, you know, and that was the policy on that ship, you know. So I didn't care. At least I had a brand new chipping hammer. And they'll stay new. I gave them back to the bosun. They were new, unused, you know. I looked at the vessel when I was on there, and I was only an acting AB. And I looked at the deck and saw that the deck was too curved up. In other words, when the ship had been built, they didn't build the main deck properly in a straight line, mm-hmm. so that so to be solid and flexible. You know, the ship had problems, and I felt that the ship would. That the deck would crack or two, would break. At some point, ships sag, and they hog as they go through the water. Now, when they sag, that means on each end, and the bow on the stern is down, and the middle is up. And when they hog, the middle is down and the bow and the stern is up. Okay? So they have that problem. What happened is in this movement, the vessel flexes because of the length. It's about 400 and something feet long, 425 feet long. The deck apparently couldn't flex enough and broke on one side. So what they did was a victory vessel had stays to hold the mast up straight, you know? To put even pressure on the mast. It had stays rigged to the deck. So with reinforced plates on the deck. Or in some cases, rigged to the gunwale.
Okay,
depends, you know, on what mood the shipyard was in when they built it, I think. I'm not sure. But the thing is, it had these stays with huge turn, had at the bottom huge turnbuckles, so they could cut the tension on them. You see these same stays on sailing ships years ago, you know. Only they didn't have rigging across so that you could climb them.
Yeah.
To get up to the mast. You used a ladder instead that was welded onto the mast.
Okay.
Because it was steel mast.
Yeah.
See, so you used the ladder. So the thing is, the stays were just to try and keep the mast straight, you know, up straight. And in position, you know, down to the deck. So what they did was take the stays, which could take, let's say, 20 tons, save work, and welded some temporary pad eyes to the deck on each side of the crack, and put the stays onto the deck, to hold the ship together.
It's like it's stitches now, or something.
Yeah, right. You know, so it wouldn't break apart further.
Yeah.
So the crack wouldn't keep going. Yeah? Now, this was the voyage after I had gotten off. This is what they did. So that ship went to the scrapyard.
After that voyage?
Yeah, after that voyage, you know. When they returned, that was it.
Yeah.
Stays and all, in position, scrapyard. Yeah. Because that was it. They weren't going to get any more mileage out of that one. It was it. They were done. They were finished. So I had predicted this, and you know.
And you got off.
I was long since off. I was going on another ship, you know.
Yeah.
So I had,